Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Base 24:2, and now we've reached the penultimate topic of our Masechta, the topic of feeding your animals on Shabbos, which we'll cover the next three Mishnayos before we wrap it up with one more Mishnah to go up after that. This Mishnah has one basic guiding principle, which is that one is permitted and in fact obligated to feed his animals on Shabbos, and therefore he has to ensure that the food that he's presenting the animals is sort of accessible and edible for the animals. However, one is not allowed to do tircha yasera, meaning excess labor, which would mean doing work for the animals to make the food not just edible, but also sort of appetizing or enjoyable. That would be disallowed because it's a lot of work and unnecessary work, tircha yasera, to make food enjoyable or appetizing for animals. Rather, as long as it's simply edible and the animal will be able to eat it, that's sufficient. So the Mishnah says, Matirin pekiye amir lifnei behema. A person is allowed to untie bundles of straw to feed his animal, meaning you have stalks of straw that are bundled up on both ends, and if they're bundled up so that it's sort of too tight for the animal to be able to access the straw easily, won't eat it, and therefore you have to untie and unbundle both ends. That is permitted. But what one can't do is then further spread out the straw to make it more easily edible, more accessible, more delicious, more fragrant, whatever the story is. You can't do that because that's considered to be too much work. Umafasfasim esa kipin. In contrast, when it comes to kipin, which are cedar branches, so these are edible greens coming from cedar trees, but if they're too close together, then there's insufficient fragrance to entice the animals to even eat these branches. So you're allowed to spread them out. Mephosphosin, you can spread out those branches so that it's accessible and edible for the animals. Aval, however, lo esa zirin. You cannot spread out zirin. Zirin are also bundles of straw, just like we had just a moment ago with the pikei amir. The thing is that the zirin are those bundles of straw which are tied in three places, the top, the bottom, and the middle. And by virtue of the fact that they've been tied in three places, they're bound very tightly together, and therefore sort of snugly packed. They may be, you know, more dense, more warm, and maybe less desirable, if you will, for the animals. And therefore, you might have thought that it would be permitted to spread out these zirin because they're sort of very clumped together as you untie them. They don't fall apart and spread around. But no, you may not. The din is the same. There's no difference, in other words, between the triple-tied zirin and the double-tied pikei amir. Both you can't spread out. The Mishnah continues, ein miraskin. Risuk is to cut into small pieces. So you can't cut into small pieces lo esa shachas, velo esa charuvin, neither wheatgrass nor carobs. We're talking here about soft young carobs, lifnea behema, and to put that wheatgrass or the carobs in front of an animal. Again, the idea here is that the animal will ostensibly be able to eat this wheatgrass or the carobs without you chopping them into small pieces for them, and therefore the chopping up would just be tircha yasera, excess labor. And that's true, according to the Tanakhama, bein daka, bein gasa, whether you're talking about a small animal. Daka is a term of art that refers to basically kind of goats and sheep. Gasa, a large animal, refers to cows or as well, let's say, horses, etc. Literally, the word gas means thick and dak means thin, but just terms of art for small and large animals. So the Tanakhama holds no difference. You can't cut it up. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'charuvin ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that when it comes to feeding carobs, even soft carobs, to small animals, goats and sheep, if you don't cut it up, it's too hard for them because they're little teeth, and therefore you should cut it up for them. The halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Tanakhama, that if you're feeding even small goats or sheep with soft carobs, you may not cut them up because that would be tircha yasera.